KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Dwidwi officials have opened a case of sabotage after a fire damaged a major project meant to bring clean water to thousands of residents. The flames gutted construction material, including 29 bulk pipes at the Umthombeni bus stop site on Friday. Mayor Samuel Mfeka says the project costs more than 60 million rand. He says the fire has now delayed plans to supply water to 9 wards this year.
Some of them are fetching water from the rivers, but some of them are getting water from the water cans, which is not enough. I mean, when the water cans comes once a month, it can really be difficult for a resident. So basically, that's a system that we are currently using when we are like only giving people water through the water cans.
The mayor's described the setback as a nightmare, saying access to electricity has also been affected in some parts.
Flames were so high. Unfortunately, the pipes were short under the power line. So when the flames were so high, they burnt all the connections. We have about 80 residents that they don't have power supply since Friday because the electricity infrastructure, the poles that were nearby, they were all damaged. We're only waiting for Eskom now to come out and be able to assist in terms of reconnecting those people.
The organizers of today's march in support of KZN police head Nhlanhlam Mkhwanazi say they're expecting hundreds of people to join the demonstration. They'll gather at Curry's Fountain at 9 o'clock before making their way to a park near Durban Central Station. In a series of damning claims, Mkhwanazi alleged that the police minister had been involved in attempts to obstruct justice by disbanding the KZN Political Killings Task Team after it uncovered a syndicate. He also claims Nzomchunu colluded with business people, which the minister has denied. President Cyril Ramaphosa has since placed Mkhwanazi on special leave and set up a judicial commission of inquiry. March organizer Vincent Mdunge says they're calling for stronger measures to combat corruption.
We know that it was the fear of the unknown because he can read between the lines that the society is angry at him. We simply want an overhaul of the entire justice cluster system based on the allegations. He didn't say anything about it. So we want an overall overhaul on the justice cluster system.
SA National Park says it's recovered the body of a suspected rhino poacher in the Kruger. It's alleged he was killed during a shootout with field rangers at the weekend. SANPARK spokesperson Ranald Takuli says three game wardens were on patrol in the national park when they came across a trio of suspected poachers. He says the rangers ordered the gunmen to stop, but the alleged poachers opened fire on the officers who shot back.
It is suspected that the deceased is one of the alleged poachers the rangers had contact with the previous night. Next to the deceased, who is yet to be identified, was a backpack with two rhino horns that were recovered. Meanwhile, investigations are proceeding, which includes pursuing the other two accomplices who are still at large at the moment.
Indigenous Australians living on a string of climate-threatened islands have lost a landmark court bid to hold the government responsible for failing to meet emissions targets. Leaders on the Torres Strait have been locked in a legal fight for 4 years. The sparsely populated islands are threatened by seas rising much faster than the global average. Residents accuse the government of failing to protect them through meaningful climate action, but a federal court ruled that the government is not obliged to shield the islands from climate change. And U.S. police say unreleased music by Beyoncé has been stolen from a car in Atlanta. The vehicle had been rented by the singer's choreographer and one of her dancers and show plans, and set lists were also taken. The star played the last of 4 shows on her Cowboy Carter tour in the Georgia city last night. Durban's going up to a high of 23 degrees, Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Springboks are planning life without eighth man Jasper Visser when the team announcement happens this afternoon. Aussie lock Will Skelton relishing his team's tag as underdogs ahead of their first test against the British and Irish Lions. And Ben Stokes says he will be fit for the fourth test against India.